Bill Moyer, see if you can get Justice Goldberg for
Justice
me.
Justice Goldberg?
Call me here at my desk, President, but call Bill Moyer's name.
Yes, I will.
How to explore it. Before you propose it. And explore it mostly with the company. Because it can't hurt the men. That's this. If you would propose to them, they can't bargain this out, Mr. President. This is the mistake that was made by Kennedy. I told him last year that when he sent the legislation to the Hill to arbitrate, they should have arbitrated everything. Wayne Morris and I were the two fellows who felt that way. And both of us were right. And everybody else who advised President Kennedy to the contrary was wrong. It's perfectly obvious with this fellow Luna acting the way he is, and he's a nut, they'll never get anywhere. Now, here's a suggestion. Word said to me last night that the companies would be willing to freeze these conditions for a year. In other words, they got enough out of this arbitration which is in the courts, which is going to be up here, which I won't participate in, but which will probably be affirmed, I think. Not just a guess, I don't know what my colleagues will do, but you know, the arbitration feature. The companies have enough out of that, that they would not object to a freeze of these other conditions for a year. Now, I would like to suggest to you this possibility, that you call them over and that you say, if it's afterwards has felt it out, whether it's agreeable, that you would like an agreement on everybody's part to leave these conditions in effect for a year. See? Now, if they are not agreeable, you're going to have to recommend that that be done by the Congress. Because you cannot let this country be tied up in a nationwide railroad strike. I would have that checked over on the Hill before you submit the proposition to find out if, you know, they'll go along. But that's the simplest thing for them to do, it seems to me, because they could have a joint resolution. Merely extending the bill that they had last year would froze it for 90 days and let the other issues be arbitrated. In other words, the effect of that would be this, that these other rules that the unions, in effect, you're doing something to the unions. They're objecting to these other rules. That's what they're fussing about now, see? And you're saying that these rules, which were still at issue, they should be frozen, status quo maintained, and the case should be continued in our court, which was their basic agreement, which their unions are now violating, until the other case is disposed of, because the case is still pending up here. It isn't ready for adjudication. And I think you have a very good basis then for saying that the parties had informally really agreed, and I guess Luna is the one kicking over the traces, had informally agreed to maintain the status quo pending the decision of this case. Now, nobody knows when this court will decide this case. And that being so, you're asking that the status quo be maintained for a fixed period so there'll be no quickie strikes. This is my feeling.
Ask the companies to maintain the status quo for
these other rules, not the ones in not the ones before the court. You understand the difference between?
No, I don't. No,
I'll tell you what they are. The issue before the court is the arbitration of the fireman issue. You know, the fireman on the diesel.
Yeah.
Now, in addition, and that was the issue that Congress directed to be arbitrated. So there is a congressional law on that. And now the unions are challenging the arbitration that's been decided against them in the Court of Appeals. And they're appealing it up here. It'll take some time for this court to get to it. See?
Yeah.
Now in the case, they have a lot of other rules about wages and other issues. And there, mostly the, and there are other rule changes that the companies would like to have. Now, what I'm saying is that what ought to be done is that those rules changes that the unions are fussing about and the companies' additional ones would like to get ought to be, it ought to be stayed for a year. And your request would be that the status quo on that be maintained for this year period. Failing which, you would have to go to Congress and ask that this be done by law. Congress stayed those other things for 90 days to permit the 90 days after the arbitration decision. You see?
Yep.
So all that Congress would have to do would be to take that bill that they passed last year and change the 90 days for 1 year. You see? And that kind of, it seems to me that that kind of a bill could easily get through Congress. But of course, I think it ought to be checked with the congressional leadership.
Yeah, it can't be before that, with that civil rights bill, I've just seen.
Well, they might get, just between us, Wayne Morris talked to me this morning. And he kind of is sympathetic to this approach. We talked informally.
Has anybody proposed this to Wirtz?
Pardon?
Has anybody proposed it to Wirtz?
No, I talked this over with Wirtz last night.
What
about the one-year business. He thinks that the railroad companies would go for it. See?
Well, what about the union?
Now, the union, of course, Luna will not agree to anything. But I think your effort to do it is a worthwhile effort. See? Because in any event, you're going to be faced with a refusal on his part.
Why won't he agree to anything?
He's a kind of a nutty fellow. You know, he is the one who vetoed Kennedy's suggestion that I arbitrate the whole business. They'd have been all over with this thing. All the other unions agreed to it. And Meany agreed to it. And he was the one who vetoed it. Why, I don't know. He and I were always quite friendly. I was not anxious to do that job.
Could you call Wirtz and tell him what you, tell him I talked to you and this, what you'd suggest?
Well,
you think I better do it?
Why don't you...
Call him and tell him to talk to you?
Hmm?
Why don't I call him and
tell
him?
Why don't you just say, would you be good enough to talk to me, you know, as though you hadn't talked to me, and get the benefit of any suggestion. And I will then, and get my view as to whether you ought to call him in.
Okay.
See? And I will make this suggestion to work.
Have a good.
Okay?
Bye.
Okay.